since you're talking in, why don't you talk about your project and how it relates, and then we'll go to the two teachers.
Well, part of the problem with coring or even drilling is that, you know, you get this one very detailed sample in one place, but what you'd like to have is some context to connect it to other adjacent areas and to understand how it compares to other things in the region. And that's where the underway geophysics program comes in. We'll be collecting continuous swath multi-beam mapping a stripe of the seafloor. As we advance, we'll have a high-resolution sub-bottom profiler, which will image the stratigraphy down to maybe 50 or 75 meters, depending on how steep the bottom is and what's the texture of the sediments at the surface are and things like that. So that will give us a very detailed look at the stratigraphy at something like the same scale as the core is being taken and give us a way to relate that core to other adjacent areas. We'll also be collecting multi-channel seismic reflection data where we will be towing an air gun, which will periodically, every 20 or 30 seconds, depending on which guns we're towing, will introduce a large sound, essentially, into the water column, which then will bounce off the seafloor and bounce off the various sediment reflectors at depth. This gives us a way to image the stratigraphy to much greater depth, typically a couple of kilometers. And in addition to the multi-channel seismic reflection data we'll collect, we will also toss sonobuoys. These are individual hydrophones on floating buoys. They've been used for hunting submarines. But we use them to collect seismic refraction data. And the seismic refraction data you get at longer offset than seismic reflection data. And this gives us a means to construct velocity models for the sediment column, which can be very helpful for a number of purposes. Last but not least, we will also be collecting continuous gravity anomaly data while we're underway. Gravity anomaly data give you a way to look at the distribution of density in any one place. And that, in conjunction with the bathymetry and the multi-channel seismic, gives us a way to put some quantitative constraints on some of the stratigraphy and structure at depth. So our particular objectives are to look at the basins, ridges that divide up the Arctic Ocean. We'll be sailing across all the major ridges and most of the major basins. So we'll get a real panoramic view of the Arctic, and we'll provide data that will give a way to connect between the cores that we can collect and provide context for those cores. Long-term goals include collecting data that would support, say, the next round of Arctic drilling, which, if I have my way, would take place on the Chukchi borderland. I have a picture of one of the polars there. That's not the human.
What?
Yeah, no big deal. But that's pretty much the simple summary of our project.
Okay. And what are your expectations of the teacher?
Well, I think Uta, I expect merely that she'll interact with people and that she'll talk to everybody. And we can discuss whether or not she might stand some part of a watch, which is typically monitoring the different equipment to see how it's operating. My experience has been the way you really learn how things operate and the way you get the first look at the data is to actually monitor the equipment that's collecting the data. And depending on her preferences, maybe that would be something she'd like to do. Maybe it'd be something that would interfere with the other things she has to do. But I think it, at least for part of the cruise, it'd be a good experience for her. I just expect her to pay attention and be persistent and ask a lot of questions and convert that into useful journal entries and other things.
Okay. And Uta?
Like Tom said before me, there are so much information, and I will make sure I'm not standing in the way of anything. So first look and see and learn and help with the data collection. And for me here in Brownsville, we have 97% Hispanic students, and for them to interact with real researchers is like a dream. So So they ask me a lot of questions, and it will inspire them to consider a career in mathematics, engineering, and science, because most of them don't have the means to leave the Rio Grande Valley here. And so the Arctic is basically like the moon. And even though we have Coast Guard ships here as well, it's a totally different environment. And so I will do my best to help Bronnie with the research, learn a lot, because it's my original field. I studied physical geography in Germany, and also some geology in Freiberg, the Berg Academy. Some people may know this, it's a very famous one. And basically, I'm looking forward to the experience, meeting with you all, and connect with you all.
Great. Any questions for Bernie or the two teachers? Okay, thank you, guys.